As little kids, a lot of us lay awake at night imagining terrifying things that were coming for us. Monsters we thought were in our closets, waiting to spring out and get us if the nightlight wasn't plugged in, or if our moms left the room before we fell asleep. Monsters that knew our habits, our vulnerabilities. The Aedes aegypti mosquito is kind of like these monsters. It knows human vulnerabilities. But unlike childhood monsters, the Aedes aegypti mosquito is a real threat. It's evolved to target humans, and it can give us Zika and other viruses. Matthew DeGennaro studies mosquitoes at Florida International University. That hum is the sound of his collection. He says the mosquito's talent for finding humans lies in its sense of smell.
At a distance, a mosquito senses the carbon dioxide from you, and then they become activated. They fly closer to you, then they start smelling your body odor, and then as they get a little closer, they sense the heat that's coming off of your body. Then they land on you.
Only female mosquitoes bite. And they may poke around a bit first, feeling for a nice, juicy capillary. Then they'll settle in for a blood meal, which can take anywhere from 10 seconds to a few minutes.
Once they're on you, they have all of these cues all at once. So they have a really strong signal that tells them to stay.
The Aedes aegypti's talent for finding human blood comes from more than its sense of smell. The mosquitoes have adapted to our habits. Mario Perez also studies mosquitoes at FIU, and he says the Aedes aegypti target humans' ankles because we're less likely to notice them and swat them there. And if we do take a swat at them, interrupting their blood meal, they often come back for a second course.
This is a mosquito that has evolved to live in and around us, close to us.
And, Perez says, Aedes aegypti mosquitoes are still evolving. Specifically, they can develop resistance to the pesticides we spray aerially.
You're going to have a small part of that population that survives the spraying for a variety of genetic and physiological reasons. But those handful that survive, they're the ones that go on to reproduce. Eventually, over several generations, you keep spraying and it doesn't do anything.
Perez says mosquito control officials try to prevent pesticide resistance by changing up the kinds of pesticides they spray.
It's highly unlikely that you'll get a population of mosquitoes resistant to all 4, 5, 6 insecticides that they're using. But they cannot control all the mosquitoes.
Some mosquitoes will outlive whatever you throw at them. The Aedes aegypti mosquito lurks under foliage, making it difficult for aerial spraying to reach. Also, the weather in South Florida is very, very mosquito-friendly, especially this time of year. Alan Cespedes is a manager for Orkin Pest Control in Miami.
Their optimum temperature is 79 degrees. That's what we are year-round, pretty much.
And there's the rainy season, which is great for Aedes aegypti mosquitoes because they lay their eggs in water.
If you see water collecting in garbage bins, recycle bins, bottles, toys, lawn furniture, bird baths, that kind of stuff, you know, they will easily be able to start a breeding zone in your yard.
That's another way that Aedes aegypti has evolved to target humans. Even a bottle cap full of water can be enough for the mosquitoes to breed. That's why it's so important to get rid of standing water. Turn over trash cans, dry off tarps, look around air conditioners for a drip, use a broom to sweep water from puddles, or use a shop vac to suck that water up. Sometimes there are simple solutions to help fight opportunistic monsters. Whether it's getting rid of standing water to combat Aedes aegypti mosquitoes, or getting a nightlight to fight the monster in your closet. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.